Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside hour two of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, we now know the United States will play Japan in the final of the World Baseball Classic. Mexico had everything. They were winning the entire game. It was 4-1. It was 4-2. It was 4-3. And then Japan comes up in the ninth inning, and Mexico does not record an out. A leadoff double by Shohei Ohtani. Two batters later, Murakami with a double to end it. A walk-off for Japan. They win it 6-5. So it's the U.S. and Japan tomorrow in the final. As I said earlier, I'll tell you the same thing. Hey, I'm still kind of meh on it. It's okay. I'm kind of meh. It'll be exciting tomorrow, and at the end, I won't have Diaz.
Hater.
So that's how it is. That's where I'm at. We won't have Hater either.
Don't all hate right? on this. This is incredible theater. Tomorrow night's going to be epic, man.
It's great theater. I said it's going to be fun. It'll be fun. I'm telling you, man. It'll be fun watching the best lineup ever put out there. Yeah, yeah. And then I'm going to go, yeah, we don't have our closer. We don't have a guy.
This isn't about the Mets. The Mets suck.
Sure it is. Sure it is. It's about everything. You know what, Frostburg? For someone who, you know, should have been rooting for the Knicks tonight and being very unhappy.
No, I was rooting for. Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Wait, no, I was. Oh, no, yeah. No, I was.
You
I
were, was but you Knicks. Weren't. Yeah, right? Because even in our text thread, it's like, man, all of these things are great, but I can't cheer for the Knicks.
I would have lost the parlay, Mike.
That was one hell of a four-team parlay if you went down that road.
Do you want the Lakers to move up in the standings or not? It's pretty much that simple.
Yeah.
All right, then. So, okay.
See, so it comes back to your squad. Even though we get the temporary joy of the Knicks losing despite Julius Randle's 57 points. Shut up. Yeah, that he has that great game, and they still lose. They give up 140 points, this Tom Thibodeau Doberman defense, yeah. Standing around watching the world go by. So, long-term, you know, that doesn't help the Lakers, right? So tonight you get to chuckle at the Knicks losing, but it's not achieving the full goal. Likewise here, Jason can appreciate the short term, but still he's got to go 162 days of you and me and Ty Shirt and Steve mocking him when they can't close out a game.
Yeah. No, I mean, like I said, the champagne will dry very quickly is how I should say that, of however this game goes tomorrow. Now,
what
the good
the
news
champagne
is,
room?
It will dry very quickly. The good news is that if the United States loses, I can at least go, we could have won. Oh, well. I mean, it'll be easy for me to move off of. Oh, yeah, great. We won.
Ohtani got his title. Now he can move on.
When is Aaron Rodgers coming? When is Aaron Rodgers coming?
You know, that really keeps dragging on now, doesn't it?
When is it coming? When is it coming? When is it coming? Hey, not for nothing. Not for nothing. But, I say all the time that our show is ahead of the curve. Oh, yeah. I always say it, and it is. And I always say that I could be a general manager in sports. Right? I can be a general manager in sports. What did I tell you last week when the story came out, when it was first pushed slash the slant towards the Packers were reported by members of the media who were all too eager, whether it's Ian Rappaport or Schefter, whoever else wanted to say, oh, hey, the Packers have no hurry to trade Aaron Rodgers because they put an ingenious clause in his contract where his money's not due until right before the league year. They can wait all summer long to trade him, which, you know, so now you know the insiders, they're getting all their stuff from the Packers. And what did I tell you? As soon as that came out, that was completely false. Why? They have no leverage. They have already made it public they want to move on. We said this all last week, right? We said this last week, right? They made it public they want to move on from Aaron Rodgers. Can't have the guy back. We're moving on to Jordan Love. You can't have the guy back. Number two, and this is a big deal, if you ask for too much and you piss the Jets off, the Jets are going to leave. And nobody else is trading for Aaron Rodgers. There's no other team, and you're stuck with the guy. So, yeah, does it help the Jets? No, but the Jets are in no worse position than they were going into this. We didn't get Aaron Rodgers. Okay, now we'll go get somebody else. Who knows what it is, but we'll go get somebody else. And you're stuck with a guy that you don't want, that's not going to play, that is impossible to trade. And you'll have to eat money just to let him go, and then the Jets can say, okay, Aaron Rodgers, here, come to us. So the Packers have no leverage. The Jets have all the leverage, right? This is from former Eagles president Joe Banner, who had an unbelievable career with the Eagles. He built them into a powerhouse. He was the president for almost 20 years, right? This is a guy who's a team president for 20 years. What did he say over the weekend? Quote, "The Packers, by waiting, risk that for some reason the Jets would not be interested. Then they have no one to trade with, which ruins their team for possibly 2 or 3 years. Believing the Jets will do something that will reflect impatience is not leverage. That's just hoping they're stupid." I could have been a GM. We told you this last week.
How much did you pay this guy to say that, Jason?
And here's the former president of the Eagles. I mean, not the band, the Eagles. Oh, that would have been something, too. President of the Eagles, who said exactly what we told you last
Banner.
Week. They don't have leverage. They don't have leverage.
It's a great game of chicken. Right? Because if you're the Jets.
Chicken.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you could fry it. You can baste it. You can roast it. You can anyway. When you
had me at fry,
exactly. Fried shrimp, jumbo shrimp, shrimp kebab, shrimp.
I gotta fight Bubba. Look, the idea here is the giant game of chicken for the fact that the Packers clearly you're done with this, right? You've told every insider. You've had Murphy talking outside of the state high school girls championships and everything else, talking about where they're at, and you've got Jordan Love ready to go. You'd like to get Aaron Rodgers off the books and out of your minds, because the longer he's there and this hangs in limbo, you've got to think about it, of what the next step is and how a lot of what he's doing has been for spite, and rectifying that situation, whatever that means, swallowing your pride, eating more of the money, you know, all of those mechanics that have to come true. So that's the Packers side. On the Jets side, it's the, all right, all the guys, all the dance cards have been filled for the middling quarterbacks. Okay, not all, but most. And with the Jets fans ravenous and having been teased for multiple weeks with every type of shot you could possibly have of Aaron Rodgers photoshopped into a Jets jersey, pondering the greatness, simulating games. Yeah, you don't know the sequence of games to be played in 2023, but you know the opponents. You can start going through that. Look at, we can go 11-6 or maybe 13-4. Maybe we can run the table. All of those things. And then maybe to have to come back to say, wait, who's left? I mean, we can't even get Minshew at this point. We got who? And maybe they've already pivoted to a whole thing to try to woo and bring Lamar Jackson in. Something that, again, ahead of the curve, we had that as we talked it out several weeks ago on this very program, that, you know, that would be plan B if you're the Jets, because that is still potentially in the offing with the way the Ravens have played things out. And for two first-round picks, well, if Jackson does his jobs, those are pretty crappy first-round picks, right?
See, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. And now I'm going to raise the stakes on you, right? Because here's so much where I told you last week that the Jets have all the leverage because the Packers have overplayed their hand and they've pushed Aaron Rodgers out. Now I say, oh, wait, you wanted a first-round pick and maybe, you know, you're looking for another pick in 2024. So. Yeah, oh, no, we're with you on that. You want two picks. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, but I didn't think he was worth the first anyway.
But, you know, but here's the thing. You know, the big Sonny Weaver, the world, it's a different world. We were in 30
right.
seconds ago. How about it's a second and a fourth the more you want to wait? How about that? How about we give you now that's the best offer on the table. A second round pick this year and a fourth round pick next year. And maybe you can sweet talk me into a second this year and a third next year and I could say, okay. But you've already misplayed your hand. You are the Packers just, when it came down to it, they couldn't wait to be able to say, we want to push this guy out. They were patient all the way until the end. And this is why some people are great poker players and some people aren't. Because this gets to the very end of a negotiation, and this is when things get really tense, and this is where closers come in to close things, and you see someone who's strong for so long melt down. The Packers have been fine for the last years. They have taken all Aaron Rodgers' crap, the two MVP years. Last year, okay, now we don't have to anymore. We can take a little bit more of the leverage here. We can push it forward and try and say we want to move on from, all right, great. But now that it got this close to the finish line, before they crossed it, they couldn't help themselves. We're moving on. Our preferred situation is to have Jordan Love be our quarterback. That we want what's best for Aaron, and he had a great career here. And talking about him in the past tense, they got all giddy. They overplayed their hand, and now the Jets are backing up going, oh, hey, wait a minute. We could keep that first-round pick. What do you think, Joe D? And Robert Saleh's going, yeah, wait a little bit. Who else are they going to trade him to? There's nobody else. Yeah, maybe a second and a fourth. Second, maybe a third and a fourth. Third and a fifth. Maybe you just say, you're going to give him to us, and we're going to give you a conditional draft pick. Now the Jets can play hardball with it because it's the only place. So the Packers went from the erroneous report of, we have leverage, to maybe we don't have leverage, to now the Jets have leverage, and now it's, you better say yes, or this offer just gets
Jason.
Worse. It just gets worse.
How much did you pay Joe Banner to record this cameo?
I paid Joe Banner nothing. I paid Joe Banner
nothing. I think the big thing with it is just as Banner goes to the term stupid, I go again to my pragmatism and wanting to save face, the fan base, all of those things that roll into where the Jets, the longer it hangs out, perhaps there's a level of mistrust. Now, if you're comfortable in your job and you don't care and you don't think the public opinion is going to sway Woody Johnson, which, let's face it, oftentimes he hasn't seemed like he's, well, he hasn't even been in the country. So let's just go there. He hasn't been handling the day-to-days of the business at all back when he was overseas as a member of political administration. But the fact is that I think you're playing towards the sensibilities and wondering if that doesn't overwhelm. What I do find, and Justin, you could back me on this one, I found it interesting that he used what really should be a trigger word for all his emotions and, you know, the retreat into a pint of ice cream by saying, you got to bring in the closer to get it done.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as you said that, I almost started laughing. Like, wow, you can't even leave that out of the lexicon. Couldn't find another term. Didn't go to your thesaurus at all. You just dropped the closer, and then you started thinking about your guy that won't be coming in, and Timmy Trumpet is unemployed.
L Trumpet, Mike, please.
I'm sorry. Yes, Timmy L.
Jason, Trumpet. Did Joe Banner sing you happy birthday at the end of the video, too?
Maybe he did. Maybe he said, hey, you know, I like that take you had. Can I use that this weekend? Yeah, Joe, information's
that
free.
Was
come on,
funny.
Man.
Joe,
you're a robber.
That'd Joe, be great. Joe.
He'll call. He'll say, listen, I got to call Boeheim the day before, then I call you. Those will be my birthday phone calls this year. Jets, Boeheim, Jets. I just like that it still hangs out in limbo. Yeah,
and,
no.
And even if it's 99% done.
It is. And every day that goes on, the deal's going to get worse.
No, but I'm just saying, for us in this world, there's just a lot of scrambling. And let's face it, outside of our guy Jay Glazer, congratulations on the engagement.
Yeah, mazel.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody else chasing their tails on this story, and they're being forced by their bosses to make some cockamamie thing up on a daily basis. Is there any movement? Well, we're hearing it's inching ever closer. How close is it inching? I mean, are we talking about the length of a snail? We're talking about the length of, you know, whatever. It's just like every day it's the same nonsense. Like, you want to do an appearance? I got no new news. No. You got to go do an appearance on that show. You're going to do the whole car wash, damn it. And you're going to come up with something interesting to say.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Maybe now it's a fifth and a sixth for Aaron Rodgers. Maybe we get Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love. We need both of these guys.
Maybe
now.
You get the jersey that they retired of Bart Starr. Maybe. It comes out of their Hall of Fame.
And I want Bart Starr's jersey because I feel like it. All right, hey, someone go to Packer Hall and get the Starr jersey
and
down.
A wheel of your and best cheese.
We'll send it out. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, 3 pounds of cheese curds.
No, this deal keeps getting better and better. I love it.
Harmon could probably get you shares of Favre jockstrap.
We could probably work that out.
Too soon on that.
You should have gone Donald Driver or something maybe instead. Don Mikowski. There might be some magic in that.
Not a great night for Donald's.
And TJ, he was a magic man once upon a time, just like Ann Wilson sang in the 70s.
What a song. Oh,
come
what
on,
a song that
girl.
Was.
He said with a smile, you don't have to worry. Okay. Coming up next, hey, who or what are the three big winners of the NCAA tournament so far? And it's not what you think it's going to be. That's next right here. Jason and Mike. Fox. Oh, now tie shirts fast with the magic man.
Look at that. Magic hands right
there.
Woo.
EJ, if only these magic hands could fix Edwin Diaz.
Oh, wow.
From the top rope.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro. Pairs well with anything. Pro. Probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Bah.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. And before we get into the NCAA tournament, you know, we saw an absolute thriller with Japan and Mexico earlier tonight.
Oh, so
Japan,
you're admitting it's amazing.
No, it was a thriller.
That was an admission right there.
It was a thriller. Look, there's movies that I could say, boy, that was a thriller. Now, is it my favorite movie? No, but I could say it was a thriller.
Like John Wick.
It was.
Four?
Hey, whoa. You're not going to try to compare the WBC to John Wick, are you? I mean, come on.
Which one?
The premiere of number four is tonight.
It doesn't matter. I can't wait.
I know folks were dressing up. It's got like an 82% review Rotten Tomatoes so far.
It's going to be more than that because I haven't gone in and I haven't done my burner reviews on it yet.
Right. But it's critics versus the Joes.
Yeah.
Right? Because the Joes have made Adam Sandler some $3.7 billion in box office.
But that's a movie you never have to worry about. It's going to be epic because you don't go into that for the acting.
Damn right.
Hey, Keanu Reeves is just the silent type. You don't have to have words and stuff to be a great movie.
No. He's my hero.
That's exactly what I just said.
I mean, look, certain places you need words to succeed. Like, if we didn't have good words and stuff on the show like we do every night.
I like that you went and stuff.
Show wouldn't be good, right? We have good words, right? We got to have the good words.
Technology and stuff.
We have the best words. Got to have the good words, the best words. If we didn't have good words, the show would be. But John Wick doesn't have to have good words. It could just have action. That's all you need. That's all you need.
2 hours of fight scenes.
You think Boban comes back from the dead?
Oh, that would be great. He kills him with a book again. Just keeps hitting him in the head with a book.
We were watching Now You See Me. We were playing some Bananagrams and watching Now You See Me. I'm like, you know what? There's Common. Let's go. I want to watch John Wick again. Let's go.
Because I think the Common fight scene, when it's edited for television,
it's still going.
Is 57 minutes long. I think it's an entire hour of
It's
of,
like
of
Peter
the,
Griffin the against the chicken. It just keeps going.
Jason, what if I were to tell you it never ended?
It doesn't end. We're just going to keep going.
That and lamb chop.
So right now, look, congratulations to Japan. We get United States, Japan tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern time. The NCAA tournament is now down to the final 16 teams. And with a few days till we get to the regionals, what and who are the three big winners so far of the NCAA tournament? And now, this is not a list of what team. There's three big winners so far, and it's a little bit different than you think. The first big winner, 100%, not Cleveland. Cleveland's not in. Cleveland State is not in. Ken the Mouse McFadden is not playing. No, Cleveland is not. I'm sorry, it's not Cleveland. There are three winners. There's a tie shirt.
Dude's got a family, okay. Alex.
All right, Tyshirt, do you even know what position does Edwin Diaz play for the Mets?
No idea. I just know it pisses you off.
Right. Okay, so there you go. You have no idea what he plays. You have no idea.
He plays trumpet.
I think he plays the gurney right now.
Wow. I was actually thinking about you this weekend, Tyshirt.
Were you?
It wasn't favorably, and I was not going to tell the story, but then I thought, no, now I'm going to tell it because you're being a jerk.
Why? Right?
So we had some friends over last night.
You were eating
a
McRib, weren't you?
I was eating a McRib, and I was like, Tyshirt. So we decided to have some friends over last night because we had a couple people who came to town that we knew that we haven't seen in a while. So, let's have a few people over that everybody's friends with. And we were talking about what we get for food, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, we'll get pizza, we'll get this, we'll make chili. And then Pam says, oh, what's their name, isn't going to eat anything because they won't eat this, they won't eat this, they won't eat this. And it's like, what are we going to do? I mean, we're going to have 15 people here. For one person, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, you know what? That's Alex Tyshirt. That's why Alex Tyshirt doesn't get invited to more parties. Because it's like, yeah, let's have a big blowout. We're going to have pizza and wings and everything. And Tyshirt's going to be the guy go, I'll come and hang out, but I don't eat any of that stuff because, you know, I'm an elitist and I'm a snob and you're just shortening your lifespan. Well, I'm going to sit here and just pretend that I'm going to live forever because I'm just eating vitamins and grass. And so that's
because I'm going to eat. And you're that guy. No, don't invite Ty Shirt because I can't go through an entire menu for the guy because he won't eat what everybody else in the world eats. I was going to save that story and not tell it, but now I decided to tell it because you wanted to Edwin Diaz me. So take that, Ty Shirt, you lonely guy sitting around at home going, I shouldn't have told that story about Edwin Diaz.
I will say, the party you invite me to will be the first ever party you've invited me to. And second, I will eat anything you leave out, Jason. I'm very easy to please.
No, you won't. If I left a McRib out, you would not eat it.
I just start fasting that day.
McDonald's already left it out for 2 years before you bought it.
If I left a Twinkie out, you would not eat it.
No, I'd pass the Twink.
Yeah, see? You just so
wait, what?
Wow, what?
Twink, twink.
Yeah, wait, what?
What? Yeah. No, Twinkies. Okay. They call them.
Holy
yeah,
cow.
Yeah. No, okay, just make sure, you know. Already two
Who's
things
it?
You just said. You just said you wouldn't eat. You wouldn't eat any of those things.
But see, that's not food.
What do you mean it's not food?
Did you cook it, or was it from a bag?
Oh, my God. You would be the...
Like Harmon. Harmon brought in food the other night. That was incredible.
Really good, too, wasn't it?
It was amazing.
What did Harmon bring in? Why
he
was
he like
it food
made some 8-hour roast beef and brought in sandwiches? Like, it was crazy.
Okay. So that was food.
You brought me half a McRib one time.
And you didn't eat it.
That wasn't food.
How is that not food?
What's in the McRib? There's no bone.
It's meat between two pieces of bread.
No whoa, whoa, whoa. Define
it's,
meat.
It's meat. Between no, the McRib is that they would get sued. No, it was meat between two pieces of bread that you wouldn't eat. But Harmon says, "Oh, I made sandwiches and I smoked the shoulder for like
hours,
you know,
yeah.
8 hours, and I stood over it and you know I made sure and I rubbed it with my hands to make sure it was all good." Now I'm talking like Rocky, hey, you know Apollo, hey, you know Harmon makes the ribs. He likes to sit there and smoke the shoulder and stuff. But that you'd eat. But this I go get it piping hot for you, bring it back. You wouldn't eat it.
Yeah, probably not.
Why'd
yeah,
you mock okay. my effort?
Yeah,
and you made
effort.
Me sound dumb. I tried to do something nice for the people. And you just try to disparage me. I mean,
no,
what is that?
I was trying to make you sound like Rocky. I don't know why I made you sound like Rocky. I don't know. I don't know why. I just.
Are you seeing McCavs?
You ever have a McRib? You know, there was that scene in the first one. I was punching the meat. You know, I got famous, kind of famous for that scene right there. And then I cut off a McRib, cut off part of that rib, and I put it in the microwave, and I ate it. It was good.
I liked that they had the local news reporter go into the meat locker.
Yeah, we're here with Rocky Balboa. Yeah. Rocky,
can you hit the meat for us?
Yeah. And Apollo's watching it on TV like,
That's not like the only meat I punched.
Hey, it's we still have to do an hour and a half before you can say stuff like that.
Now that's a McRib.
No, right, no. It's like, hey, come on, take that meat. I mean, that's all. It's just, you know, like baseball, like in Bull Durham. That's all he was trying to say there. There was nothing more to it.
Your three big winners
Syracuse?
From the NCAA tournament so far. No, Syracuse is actually a pretty decent-sized winner because we got an incredible transfer. We got the best transfer that was going through the portal who decided to come to Syracuse next year.
So you're going
to
win half of more games?
Do you think that Boeheim stepping down helped facilitate?
Hey, dude, I'll tell you this, seriously, think about Boeheim for a second. All I know is this, right?
Your second's up.
No, just think about this for a second, seriously, because this is a big deal about Boeheim and why I said I was sad and excited. J.J. Starling was from Baldwinsville, and he was a 4-star recruit, a big-time recruit, and Baldwinsville is 10 minutes from Syracuse, right? 10 minutes from the Carrier Dome. I went to many bars in Baldwinsville.
There are cities near Syracuse?
Oh, yeah, plenty of them. And he decided to go to Notre Dame. Not the first guy to leave his hometown to go play someplace else. Yeah, you got to leave someplace because everybody goes and plays other places. But the season ends. Mike Bray is not coming back. And this is one of the most sought-after guys, probably the most sought-after guy in the transfer portal in the offseason in college basketball. Nobody bigger. J.J. Starling is freshman year at Notre Dame. First team All-ACC freshman. And the first day the portal opens, Boeheim had resigned 2 days before. He says, I'm in the portal. I'm going to Syracuse. What does that tell you? Boeheim was there. I left and I went to Notre Dame. Now, yes, Mike Bray did leave, but you got to think his future is pretty solid there, being first-team All-ACC freshman. And the first day the portal opened, I'm going to Syracuse. What does that tell you a little bit? What does that tell you?
Okay? You guys are still going to stink.
That's all I'm saying. But, hey, speaking of coaches, right, of the three big winners here in the NCAA tournament, one of them is a coach, one of them is a player, one of them is a team. Rick Pitino is one of the three big winners of the tournament so far. It's official today. He is St. John's new basketball coach. He parlays three seasons at Iona, mostly in obscurity. And I'll forget that he said, I only want to coach at Iona. I never want to go anywhere again. Now suddenly, I want to coach till I'm 80, all of this stuff. I said, I have a lot of issues with Rick Pitino, and they're well documented. We've talked about him a lot, but I can't deny him at St. John's is great for college basketball. It could put the St. John's program back on the map. It's Madison Square Garden. It's the number one media market. Suddenly, Pitino and Villanova is a big showdown again. Pitino and Creighton. And suddenly, Pitino's got that it factor that very few college basketball coaches have. And St. John's got the right guy to bring this program back and get it up a level and get a lot of eyeballs and attention on it. Rick Pitino at St. John's is good for college basketball.
Oh, absolutely. It's whenever we talked about the land grabs in media rights and conference expansion, it's all about trying to figure out how you get the big media, you know, wins, right? Los Angeles and all throughout California. Anything you can get in Texas, we talk about New York, etc. Likewise, Rick Pitino is still a name. And in a day and age where we've seen so many veteran coaches, you know, as opposed to saying old, veteran coaches who've exited the game or are struggling. How you doing over there, Coach Cal? How's it feel? That with the new age NIL and new landscape that we've got, Pitino back at a squad like St. John's is good for business because he draws eyeballs, still makes people, whether you love him or hate him, you're not generally going to be indifferent about a guy like him. The question is, does he get banned from drinking at the Garden, that whole Dolan lawsuit thing going on?
No, you want to be friends with the guy who's going to be coaching.
You're going to get an exemption?
I don't think you do it right away. Yeah, no, I don't think you do it
Frostburg,
right away.
Frostburg, what do you think he's ordering?
No. I don't
sing
think
it!
I think that. Bottle of red, bottle of white, whatever kind of mood Rick Pitino is in tonight. The team that are the big winners, no surprise, Princeton. Talking about a 15 seed. And I think what's surprising everybody about Princeton is that they score a lot of points and take a lot of threes. Like, everybody has this image of Princeton, of the Pete Carril Princeton teams where we run the backdoor offense and we take time off the clock and we win games 48-47. No, this is a very modern Princeton team. Like, we expected, oh, they're going to give us the picket fence and they're going to give us all these old things because that's Princeton basketball. And Pete Carril had the Princeton offense and all this kind of stuff. And people are watching going, wow, they're up and down the floor. They scored 80 points in this game that they won. But you're talking about an Ivy League school, a 15 seed in the Sweet 16. They're the biggest winners for a team, bar none.
Well, and you got to look at Tom Izzo and Michigan State from where I'm sitting. Not because I'm the Big Ten apologist of record.
Which you
here.
Are. You are.
Well, I am. And look, Northwestern did everything they could to make UCLA sweat. But in the end, Thursday, we're treated to a game of a bunch of 37-year-olds getting after
37?
The fact that Drew Timme still has another year of eligibility after this just confounds me. But because they've seemed like they've been there forever. But that's okay. But a great game and hustle, whatever. But Michigan State, they're the last team standing from the Big Ten. They put eight in. There's one remaining. So it's got to be Izzo trying to hold up the conference for tournament play. And with all the formulaic stuff that we've talked about of winning in March, he's exalted on a whole other level because he survived as all of these other teams, looking at you, Matt Painter, went down in shame. Not my squad, though.
No shame from mine. No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And the player who's been the big winner so far, we got a coach, got a team, got a player.
Yeah.
John L. Davis of Florida Atlantic. I mean, he had a Ja Morant 2018 star-making turn a day ago with a stat line that we'd never seen in the NCAA tournament before. Points and assists and steals, and watching him play, the body control he has and the patience and getting players up in the air with fakes to get his shot. He's smart. I mean, he had that kind of impact where all of a sudden it went from, I don't know who this guy is, to, wow, look at the entire basketball populace going, wow, this John L. Davis is really, really good. I mean, come on. He had 20 points in the second half of that game, and look, Fairleigh Dickinson getting knocked out. Yes, it was FDU, but I mean, that was some kind of performance. There's nobody had a game like that in the tournament so far.
I would say this. That has been the one thing you know, we talk about all the common components of how you navigate Mars, right? Filling out your brackets. Here's the percentages of 5-12s and all those other things. And we talk about veteran guard play, veterans in general, because that's what we've got in the Sweet 16 in most of these squads. But, like, that was the thing for watching the Northwestern UCLA game the other day. Like, everything else could go to hell, but the ball gets into Hawkins' hands, he's going to find a way to get towards the bucket. Now, did he draw all the fouls that maybe he should have? No, they kind of let it be a wrestling match, and that's where it went, even though UCLA did have a bunch of free throws, which they earned. But, you know, folks would argue they should have had more. With Davis, same thing. It's like you love watching when guys can go and take over a game. And it's just great theater. We watch it in the NBA, and we see great games, often in losing efforts, like a Julius Randle 57-point game. But here, succeed and proceed. You move on. And so it's fun to watch, and we'll get it back at it on Thursday.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. And an NFL story today that part of it shouldn't surprise you, the other part of it should really surprise you. Some Patriots players, according to a couple reports, Devin McCourty, one of them, I believe, said that many of the New England players last year preferred Bailey Zappe at quarterback to Mac Jones. Wait, what? Yeah, We kind of like Bailey Zappe better. Oh, okay. And, you know, not that that's surprising, because we heard a lot of reports about Mac Jones and his behavior and how it was. And yeah, to the Patriots' credit, did a really good job of keeping it under wraps and not letting it blow up. But that's what the Patriots do, right? They do that.
But we kind of talked about it from a terms of a style process, even in season, Jason, regardless of whatever noise may or may not have been there in terms of how you get an offense to flow based on the aptitude and the personality of the QB.
Yeah, so it's a situation I'm not surprised at that this happened, right? But what has surprised me so far, and I'm stunned about this, I really expected Mac Jones to be traded in the offseason. I expect the Patriots to have a bang-bang move where they trade Mac Jones and they go get Lamar Jackson. And they find that poison pill out there that was going to make it impossible for the Ravens to match it, and the Patriots would have their guy. I am stunned that hasn't happened. I thought for certain the Patriots are that team. They're going to be the ones, right? Because that's what Bill Belichick wants, right? He wants a dual threat quarterback to do exactly what Lamar Jackson does. Why he went and signed Cam Newton. I want to win with this kind of way, right? This is how I want to do it. And Lamar Jackson's the best of those guys. Former MVPs, 25, 26 years old. What else would you want? He's the guy. That's who the Patriots are lying in wait to go get. They're going to go get Lamar Jackson. Here it is. I am stunned that this didn't happen. I thought for certain on the first day the Patriots were allowed, teams were allowed to talk to Lamar Jackson, which was last Wednesday, by Thursday or Friday, it would be Lamar Jackson, the Patriots. Here's the ding. We're going to give you the money you want for the next 5 years, and that's how it's going to work. And it hasn't happened, and I am stunned. Whether it's collusion or something else, I am just stunned that this is how it's going. Belichick doesn't always seem to, never seems to me to be the one that's in for, I'm going to do whatever I want to for my team, doesn't matter. So, but I am absolutely shocked this hasn't happened.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of things to it. Is that we don't know for certain, because I don't know how much Moms is getting on with NFL insiders to tell them what's going on, right? Like, Lamar's been tweeting up a storm the last couple of days, responding to a bunch of stuff, trying to get and promote his restaurant. I referenced it last hour. I mean, he's got a good oxtail. I haven't had good oxtail in a while. I mean, that was something we would have growing up. Every once in a while, Mom would make the oxtail stews, but, you know, and saying, hey, come down and get a bowl, you know, that kind of thing, and promote, sell, referencing the Lamar on Lamar between two ferns looking kind of interview thing. I'm intrigued, but we don't have anybody that's leaking stuff on his behalf, or at least at this point, it's been silent. But that doesn't mean he hasn't talked to people since Wednesday, right? I mean, could be conversations, just being good about laying it down and not doing much to it. I mean, look at Laramie Tunsil. He got no agent. Look what he just got paid. Look at him. Darren Waller. Nobody knew he was getting married. Got married. All of those things. Like, you can be quiet if you want. J.J. Watt was talking about that the other day, and then he went and extolled the virtues of the 3-hour, 15-minute Taylor Swift concert as well, which is great. But with the Patriots, yeah, I thought Mac Jones was going to end up a Raider. It was either him or Jimmy, and they went and got Jimmy instead, which kind of leaves Mac Jones where he is, at least for the moment. But I wouldn't be surprised if behind the scenes they haven't kicked the tires on Lamar. Just a matter of what's that next level that forces it into action.
I am absolutely stunned that this hasn't happened, man. Twitter, and how about a Fresca Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Coming up next, we get back into a really big basketball story and do something to celebrate the NCAA tournament that only we can do here at Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have
have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.